200 years ago this month, Illinois became a state, and the public can celebrate on December the 8th at a special Christmas open house at the Vandalia State House starting at 5 p.m. WSIU recently was treated to a tour by Vandalia native, SIU alum, and avid historian Dale Timmerman. And he says visitors will literally be able to be in the same room where Illinois history was made by some pretty famous people.
And Abraham Lincoln served as a state representative in Vandalia from 1834 to 1839. We are standing in a portion of the room that has the original floorboards that Abraham Lincoln would have walked on.
Timmerman adds that back then, when lawmakers were scouting for a new capital to replace Kaskaskia, they had to be careful.
They went as far north as they could go and still get title of property, because in March of 1819, everything just north of here was still by claim by Indian tribes, and you could not get title of property. So when they picked out this site, Vandalia did not exist. Actually, Vandalia was founded by the state of Illinois.
Right.
And all the cities north of us, including Springfield, Champaign, Danville, Decatur, and Chicago, they were all founded after 1819 because you couldn't get title of property before then. Also, and they only met every other year. And actually, that didn't change until about 40 years ago.
Interesting.
Yeah. And so, so they met every other year. And so whatever business was to be taken care of, they took care of during that time period.
And didn't you say earlier, too, that they didn't meet as long during the year as they meet now, because a lot of the representatives and senators had farming interests? Tell me what that story was all about.
Well, actually, they met generally from the 1st of December to the end of March. And after that, they adjourned and they took care of what they needed to do to make a living, because we didn't have professional politicians back then. We had people who were farmers and businessmen, and they could not spend the whole year being politicians.
The free public open house and candlelight tour starts at 5 p.m. on Saturday, December the 8th. I'm Kevin Boucher.